This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring in Jake Trotter, and we ask the same hard-hitting questions we're talking about right now. Jake, obviously, from ESPN. Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Doing well. Just got back from Mobile in the Senior Bowl.
Did you have fun?
I did. Scouting out some left tackles for you guys.
Nice. More than the Browns might be doing at this point.
No, they had their whole scouting crew down there.
Nice. So. Will they be employed once there's a new GM in place? There's the question.
I think that's the question. I think that they're waiting to see who that person is going to be and what that person decides as it relates to not only Alonzo Highsmith and Elliot Wolf, but then, you know, all those scouts beneath those guys who are working hard in Mobile this week.
Let me ask you this, because this came up real quick. Was Kevin Stefanski down there at all? Did he make the trip down there? Or was Paul DePodesta down there?
No, I didn't see either one of those.
I'm just curious, because somebody made the assumption that Kevin wasn't there, but I'm like, all he's got to do is hop on a plane. So if he missed it, because he was here for the Sports Awards the other night, and they're like, he was at the Sports Awards. And I was like, so what? Maybe he could have flown back down.
I mean, unless he was wearing lenses and a mustache, he was not down there.
Oh, well, that's true. He's not a baseball manager. He's a football coach. Good point.
Yeah, right.
Good point. What'd you learn down there about what you think the Browns should do, what direction they're going as far as the draft?
Yeah, so, it was interesting because you had all the GM stuff with George Payton happening in Berea and then down in Mobile, a lot of talk about what they should do. I don't think there's any doubt after leaving Mobile they're going to draft a tackle with the first pick. Who that's going to be, I don't know. And it kind of depends maybe what happens ahead of them. But this is a very good tackle draft. I think there are three or four, potential franchise caliber left tackles, guys that could be your starter at that position for years to come. Andrew Thomas is obviously the guy that a lot of people know about, the left tackle from Georgia. But when you talk to a lot of the scouts down there, they rave about, the kid from Louisville. I think his name is like Mecky Becton is how you say his name, but he's 6'7", 3", like 370. Alabama's got another tackle, Jedrick Wills, who's intriguing. And then Tristan Wurst out of Iowa, he's talking to people down there, I don't know if he's a left tackle necessarily. He might be more of a right tackle guard prospect, but hey, guess what? The Browns need one of those guys, too. So I don't know who the GM is going to be. We can talk about that in a second. But whoever it ends up being, I think that you're going to want to sign a tackle in free agency. You're going to want to draft a tackle in the first round of the draft. And I think that could really help the offense. If you get the right tackle in the draft, then maybe you go sign the left tackle or vice versa. But I do think that they are going to really focus on tackle by far with their first pick.
Jake, I would agree with you based on our knowledge of just looking at the roster. But then I go back to, all right, well, you have a new general manager. What the heck is this guy going to think when he looks at all this stuff? And common sense says yes, left tackle or, somewhere on the offensive line. That said, who do you think is the front runner? Is it Payton? And if you're Payton, are you leaving a situation you love in Minnesota to come to something that's been so unstable in Cleveland?
So that's the question. Checking on it yesterday, it was all quiet yesterday. No real contact from everything I could understand between the Browns and Payton. And I think I think Cleveland probably spent yesterday, I don't know this for a fact, but I imagine deliberating on the next step. Maybe they'll spend a little bit of that today as well. Given that he had the second meeting, was there for 7 hours after a first meeting, I would think that that he would have to be the front runner at this point. But I don't think we can write off Andrew Berry either. He's still in play. So, we'll have to see. I mean, I think we all hope this gets resolved today, right? I mean, it just feels like this is taking forever.
Yep.
I know that Payton was in the Vikings front office facilities yesterday, doing work. So, he's not in Cleveland anymore. you know, it's just a question of, are they going to offer to him, and then can they come to an agreement, and does he want it? And I don't know the answer to those questions. Maybe we'll know them here in the coming hours.
All right, so this is what we were debating when we came in there. I just want them to get it right. And if it takes another 3 or 4 days, or if it takes another week, I don't know what the big deal is. Does it really matter? I mean, the tape from Senior Bowl or Shrine Game, they can get all that when they need to. We've lived this already with a couple general managers that didn't feel like, or one general manager in particular, that didn't feel the need to go. But I don't know. I'd rather see the Browns get this thing right than to be in a big rush to say, oh, we got a general manager. I don't. What's the hurry if they have one today, or if they have one next week, or if they have one in 2 weeks?
No, I don't think there's any great hurry. I mean, I think just everybody's ready for this to be over with. I mean, they've been in between the head coaching search. I mean, when did Freddie get fired? That was January. What was that?
Let me see.
So, like, Dorsey got fired on New Year's Day Eve. So that was January, December 31st, and then Freddie got fired December 29th. So it's been a month now where.
Right.
You know, it feels like this process has gone on. I mean, I don't think it's going to affect them. They'll have plenty of time to get ready for the draft. And the people that are still there are operating, you know, business as usual. It's just, you know, it's just been a long time since they, you know, that they moved on from the previous regime. And, you know, I think for people debilitating, it's like, let's do this already, you know.
Jake Trotter joining us, covers the Browns for ESPN. Jake, I'm personally looking forward next year to seeing if Kevin Stefanski can get the most out of Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, that quartet of skill position guys. I wonder if a new general manager is going to think the same thing, or if the new general manager is going to think, I have too much money perhaps tied up in those four skill position players. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be a fair evaluation to make. And, you know, it starts with Odell Beckham because, you know, he's a guy that there's a little bit of overlap with Jarvis Landry. You got a number one wide receiver. And so if you feel like you can go out and get value, I think you have to address, like, the chemistry of all those guys as it relates to the offense and Baker Mayfield and, you know, whether you can be your best version of yourself, which wasn't the case this past season. So I think that's something they definitely have to look at. And Stefanski said he's going to meet with Odell and try to get a feel for, you know, where to go from here. But, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that they've got to redistribute some wealth in certain areas of the team to other areas that were really hurt last year.
I'm also wondering, like, the big question for me going into this exam, we're not going to know until we have a general manager, so I'm assuming that's what you're going to say. What about those guys that were in the doghouse? I'm still wondering about those guys, if they're going to be, are we going to see Hollywood Higgins next year? Are we going to see David Njoku next year? Like, I'm wondering if there's a lasting feeling in Berea over the way they ended up not being used, or if they'll actually get a fresh start with Kevin Stefanski.
You know, it might work that way for some guys, but, you know, there's going to be some holdover from the front office that was there last year, and everybody's aware coming back of what happened last season. So, you know, it's hard to say, like, a guy like Njoku, you know, maybe Stefanski comes in and says, you know, this is a guy that can really help us. But I know that there's going to be some people from last year that just, like, doesn't think he can play or don't feel like that he is going to, you know, be a positive person in the locker room. You know, guys like Greg Robinson, Demaryius Randall, I don't know that it's necessarily going to matter. I don't think that Stefanski is going to come in, you know, with certain position coaches of the GM that can be like, oh, this is the guy we got to keep based on everything that happened last year. But I do think some of the fringe guys like a Higgins, you know, potentially like an Njoku might have, you know, new life with a new regime.
Jake, other than the offensive line, which, you know, I think we all agree, okay, go get a tackle. What would you think is the next most pressing need for this football team? Defensive side of the ball and anything in particular?
On either side of the ball?
Either side, yeah.
Yeah, I think safety is a big question mark. You know, they were obviously rotating safeties in and out. You know, I just referenced Demaryius Randall and the unlikelihood that he would be back. So, you know, Morgan Burnett had the Achilles injury. So what do you have exactly? You know, I think you feel pretty good about your secondary, your safety position. If, like, Sheldrick Redwine is your third safety, if he's your number one, I think that's pretty concerning. So, I would look for them to be aggressive at that position as well. And then, you know, they need depth along the defensive line as well. I mean, they were playing dudes that, I mean, I forgot who they even had along the defensive line at the end of the year, because they were just plugging guys in, you know, off the street basically to get through the season with the you know, the suspensions and the injuries and the sections that they had. So to me, you know, offensive tackle number one, and a right guard maybe, and then safety number two, and then to me, depth along the defensive line, particularly at tackle, I think is going to be critical this offseason.
Okay, have a good weekend. Oh, wait a minute. I got to ask you the most important. Are you watching the Pro Bowl? Is it mandatory in your contract that you watch the Pro Bowl? Do you have to watch it?
So that's an interesting question. I never have watched the Pro Bowl before. It's not even been anything on my radar, but I was, you know, immersed in the college football world. So I guess I'll watch it a little bit, you know, see what Jarvis does, see what Chubb does, but it's not going to be appointment viewing for me.
Yeah, that's the only reason you're watching. I'm watching is for the Browns. That's it. I mean,
I'd rather watch Jarvis Landry play dodgeball, to be honest.
It's valid.
Yeah, we should break that down. Again, is it better to catch the ball or throw the ball? That's my question in dodgeball. Oh, and we've been breaking this down big time. I mean, there's analytics on that. I'm thinking about starting my own department.
Dodgeball?
Put Dee Podesta on it.
Oh, yeah, maybe we can put Paul Dee Podesta on it. Brilliant, Jeff.
I wonder if they use analytics in
dodgeball?
Dodgeball, yeah.
Hmm. Let's do that next week. Let's do an hour on that next week.
Sounds good.
Jake, you know, we always appreciate your time. We love having you on. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, make sure you check him out on ESPN, read him, watch him on TV. He's got it all. Jake Trotter covers the Browns for ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.